Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 25th day in the month of July 2025. The Lord is in our midst and is ready to speak to us. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. We get to dive deep into the revelation in the Word of God, and we get to just hear what the Lord has to tell us every single day. He gives us a map to every aspect of our lives every single day. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, freedom from generational curses, freedom from generational curses. And our hymn is hymn 19, Rock of Ages, clear for me, Rock of Ages, clear for me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah chapter 38 to chapter 40. And our memory verse is taken from John chapter 8 verse 36. John chapter 8 verse 36, which says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Our Bible reading is taken from Colossians chapter 2 from verse 14 to 15. Colossians chapter 2 from verse 14 to 15. From verse 14 it reads, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way by nailing it to the cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says freedom from generational curses. Our manual today reads, today many people are suffering from generational curses. They struggle to succeed every day, but the powerful force seems to resist them. If this is your story, I decree your freedom today in Jesus' name. If you notice certain negative patterns in your family that seem to be beyond anyone's control, there's a possibility that a generational curse is in play. One thing about generational curses is that they are supervised by demons who have built a stronghold in that family. Because of how strong their hold is in the family, many members of the family ultimately give in to the curse. They see the effect of the curse as their lot, so they never try to fight against it. When Moses killed an Egyptian to save an Israelite, it was the same Israelite who condemned him and let the secret out. They had fallen in love with their oppressors, even though they were suffering. They even quarreled with Moses in the wilderness many times for setting them free. They kept talking about the food of Egypt and even the grapes. Numbers chapter 11 verse 5 and Exodus chapter 14 verse 11. Obviously, they had resolved to die in their negative situation. After all, it was in the same situation that their fathers died. The stronghold of the devil had eaten into their minds. Beloved, if you have noticed a negative pattern in your family, please don't settle into it as if it is normal. Don't let those curses have a hold on your mind. Be determined to break free from them. Your father, mother, and those older than you may have experienced it, but that doesn't mean that you must also experience it. There was a young man who was 39 years old and was about to turn 40. He came to me for prayers and said that no male in his family had ever exceeded 40 years of age. He said he was the oldest male in the family and now he was about to turn 40. He was afraid that he was going to die and that was why he came to me. We prayed and he is still alive today, more than 30 years later. If he had not refused to become a victim of the generational curse in his family and had instead started preparing for his death, he would have never been liberated. If you have noticed any generational curses in your family, please submit yourself to God today. Resist the devil and he will run far from you. Like we see in James 4 verse 7. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer that says, I take authority over my life and I break every stronghold that the devil has over it today. In Jesus' name. Pray that prayer today. I take authority over my life and I break every stronghold that the devil has over me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the open heaven hour. You see all our past and current open heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on our search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. So you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.